Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, sir. Returning the call. Sorry, I was away for a moment.
Are
but...
you the real Alex I'm talking to?
Yes, that's right. I'm
Which
Alex.
Which
and...
Alex is this?
You know,
Alex
I
got people on my Gmail pretending they are you.
Oh, no. I actually saw your email.
Yeah, I tell you what. I can go on the internet and look up a name or something and go back to my Gmail, and there it is, that person that I was looking up for. There that person is in my Gmail.
Well,
you know, they have access into the system somehow or another, that they can get in and make it like they, that person, to gather information. I don't know if you're aware of it, but if you ever do, go online, look up, say, for like an address or something,
mm-hmm.
you be sure to have that person to Gmail you or verify in some kind of type of way like I did with you
mm-hmm.
to make sure that it is that person. Before you go to giving them kind of information.
Right.
I'm not making this up either. It's true.
Okay.
It was somebody from Tinkatonk. I don't know what it's called. Tonk, Tink, Tink Tonk. But I did trace it back that far. Then it went cold.
Oh, no.
They got a way. They got a system. I don't need to do that. I got this woman called me. Well, she won't call me, but she'd text me and tell me she wants to talk to me on my tablet. I got a cell phone as I use as a tablet because I broke my tablet. I dropped
right.
it. Now I use my cell phone. I don't have no cell phone service, so I don't pay no $45 a month for that no more. But anyway, somehow or another, they get... Like I say, I can go on a website and look up a name, like a store or a manager's name or something, somehow or another, some private person's name.
Mm-hmm.
They Gmail me back like it's them. I've tried everything in my power to get that, you know, trying to find out if I got a virus or how they're doing that.
Oh, no.
And I reported to the sheriff's department, which I knew that was nothing. They wouldn't care. They don't do nothing, no way. Like that man locked my two children up for 3 months. That's called, what would you call that? I know it's a word for it.
What?
Locking somebody up for 3 months, daring them to open the door. If they do, he'd kill them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a hostage.
Right.
Held them hostage for 3 months. And they wouldn't even do nothing about it. They wouldn't even go there. I told them I would go with them if they were scared. To just come and get me and help me. You know, I at the time I couldn't drive because I was too sick. And don't you know they wouldn't do nothing about it? My sister all crippled up. She's better now. She's having trouble. She had to have surgery to get straightened out.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember what it was. It's something about a leg. She had to have a knee replacement. That's it. She went out China one night and snuck them kids out of that house by
uh-huh.
herself. She took a chance of maybe that thing killing her. Maybe killing the kids. But she couldn't get no help from nobody. She didn't tell me she was going to do it, but she went out trying to be right out the dark and got a motor. She
hmm.
told me it stunk so bad in there it'd make you sick. That was in 22.
2022, like 2 years ago?
It was on 2 years ago. Wasn't no running water, wasn't no heat or nothing in there. She said they come out the bedrooms. He was in his and she was in hers. They was wrapped up in blankets, ice on the floors.
Oh, no. That's
and
terrible.
And I told the sheriff's department about it. And she said, the deputies asked me, could they talk with her? I told them, yeah, all I have to do is stop at the store. She's a store manager down in Glasgow. And they said they was going to go talk to her. And don't you know they ain't even bothered with stopping my right to this day?
Oh, no.
It makes me mad. Not only that, he took my money I was saving to buy us a new home with, another place. I had $71,000 saved up. He had gumption enough to tell my children I didn't work nowhere. Where did he get this money? I was working jobs, ma'am.
But you're living with you live with your daughter right now, right?
I'm with my daughter now. I'll give her money to buy this place with.
Great.
And, you know, he had the nerve to tell them that I didn't work nowhere. I was working two jobs for the county, Rockbridge County.
You worked at the county before?
I worked for the county for 20 years.
Nice.
Rockbridge County.
Right.
And he told them I didn't work nowhere.
Oh.
Well, my money wasn't given to me. A lot of them come from, I just take a couple hundred here and a couple hundred there and stick in my box. And
mm-hmm.
And when I got my federal income tax money in place of me cash in that, I would always get like an earned income is what they called it.
Nice.
Well, I would take around $8,000 or $9,000 of whatever I got that year, and I would put it in
save it
my safe deposit box. And he told them that he bought their groceries for now over a year. He was taking my receipts out to our bags, keeping them.
Who's taking them?
Ma'am.
Who's taking them?
I'm in the state of Virginia.
Oh, no. Who's taking the receipt?
Oh, their uncle.
Oh.
Was. And they believed in them. They, you know, they had trust in him. And he told them that I told him to get the box.
Hmm.
To get part of his money out of there. He took out $34,000. Be exact. $34,000.
From you?
$37,000.
From your savings?
He
took that from your savings?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no.
One of them safe deposit boxes like you can buy from Walmart or something?
Right, like with the numbers? It's like that with the pin? With the numbers?
It's a safe deposit box. It's got a combination with
right.
Some has a key, and this and here had a key to it.
I thought so.
So my daughter got the key, and they got the box, and give it to him, and he snuck $34,000 out of there.
It's terrible. Weren't able to get it back?
And, ma'am, I ain't got nothing from the law to help me. That ain't all. He stole my car. He owned up stealing the car to the law. He owned up stealing my guns. He told my son they wasn't but a bunch of clowns. Wasn't a damn thing they could do with him. Said he'd kill them if they effed with him. And I, honest to God, I believe they're afraid of him. I'm not scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know how close. I just thank God thank the Lord that I didn't. I was going to shoot him last time I seen him. He pulled down in my driveway and stuck a cell phone out the window, put a 4-inch crack in it.
Huh.
He don't know how close I come opening up on him with that 9mm pistol.
Oh, no, Curtis.
I haven't been back since because I'm afraid I'm going to kill him. I'm afraid he's going to be that stupid. I've always told them, you give them an inch. Have you ever heard that old saying, give somebody an inch, they take a mile? Well, that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Now he done that, and I'm afraid the next time he's going to be so stupid he'll get out the car. When he gets out the car, I'm going to kill him, for sure. And I promise to God I'm going to do that. I'm not able to fight. When I was in good health, he wouldn't even attempt to bother me like that. He lied to my wife about me coming to the house kicking in his door. I got him for shooting my wife's dog. I got for her. He shot her dog. He said it was an accident.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
But he actually took a shotgun shot. It wasn't no accident. See, he fired up in the air. The shot come back down and hit the dog. What a lie. That was a straight-out lie. I went down there and I kicked his door, and he wouldn't even open the door. And I called him there at the property line one day. His morning, I hollered at him. I ain't going to say what I said to him, bald-headed SOB.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what are you running your mouth about? I said, let me tell you something. Why wouldn't you open my damn door when I told you? Come to it. He goes, oh, you ain't been my door. I said, yes, I seen you through the window. Wasn't nothing there between me. Margaret, his wife, she left, and and they divorced shortly after that. She goes, yes, Mac, don't you remember? You said don't open the door of that crazy thing. And my wife said, see, Mac, you just ain't but a liar. He goes, well, that is a liar. She goes, let me tell you something. I was in the car when Curtis did it. Kicked your door trying to get in.
You did?
He's not afraid of you. You know, he's bigger than I am, but I wasn't afraid of him.
Mm-hmm.
I took down men twice as big as him, and I damn sure take him down. Well, I don't know about now. I'm on COPD. I don't have them but so much win.
Right.
But I guarantee you, that damn gun a man will take his ass down. I don't want to shoot nobody.
Right. We don't want that.
No. Right. He's made his threats toward the law about me. He's going to kill me setting my foot on his property. I ain't never set my foot on his property but one time.
Uh-huh.
That's when I kicked his door. I probably would have shot him that day if he opened the door.
Oh, no.
It was a good idea he didn't open the door. Then I would have been in trouble.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
But why is it the law won't help us on that? You know, the Baptist tells me the Commonwealth is taking it over. The Commonwealth is taking it up. That's been 2 years now. What has the Commonwealth got to do? He stole everything I had. I laid in bed and watched him steal my tractor. I wasn't able to get up to do nothing. I couldn't even get to the phone to call the law. That's how sick I was. I just laid there. I cussed him in my mind for everything I could. I prayed that the tractor would call the trail and roll off on him and kill him. When he was stealing my tractor.
Mm.
He broke into my truck, stole over $1,000 worth of sockets and ratchets. He stole a lot of stuff on me. Stole all my old money, my tools, my guns. He owned up to having my guns. And the deputy told me, go down there and get them. I said, you crazy, that's what I sent you there for. Get my guns. Had my son to help him carry the guns through the door. Told my son.
Uh-huh.
My son's got autism. Mm-hmm. He told my son if they didn't give him the guns, that when I got out the hospital, I would kill them with the guns. My son believed him. You know, he brainwashed my son into believing it. He told my son, don't never let that son bitch in. If you do, I'm going to have to kill y'all and your daddy.
Oh, no.
If I don't, he will. He will kill y'all himself. And they would run and hide from it. They wouldn't even open the door so I could bring the groceries in. I'd set them down on the porch. I set them down on the porch, went back a week later with more groceries. I said, it ain't no need in me putting groceries out no more. My sister was carrying them up the steps for me. $279 worth of groceries laid out in the cold. What didn't freeze rotted. You know, canned goods. $270-some worth. And they were scared to open the door. It got so bad for them that was using the old night party chair that their mama had when she was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't take a bath. They couldn't wash. They couldn't do nothing because it wasn't no water there. I wish the law would only stop and think about what kind of conditions that would be for 3 months to live. Or why they won't do anything. You would think he had something over them. Like he's going to, like y'all do something, I'm going to tell him.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry to lay all this on you.
No, no worries.
Name is Malcolm Heartless. Oh, if y'all, one of y'all go, John, he'd probably come around. He'd find out some reason y'all don't want it.
What's your relationship with you?
You know, I'd give it away before he gets it.
What's your relationship with you? Is he someone from your family or a friend?
He was my wife's brother.
Oh, okay. Huh.
She said he was sneaking. Don't never turn my back on him. He goes around, he helps these old people. You can say that he helps them. He steals what they have, old people's stuff. He stole this old man's gun. He stole this old woman's camera. Was valued $2,000. I seen her. She was telling the store clerk about her camera. She hired someone to help her move. And her $2,000 camera come up missing. I said, yeah, Malcolm Hart is here, help move it. She goes, yeah, that's who stole my camera.
Even the camera?
She went to talking. I knew for sure it was him. That's why I said that. My children hates the ground he walks on. Hmm. I believe they think I made this stuff up, but they got evidence on him. He owned up stealing the car to the deputy. Well, why didn't they make an arrest then? Why didn't they make an arrest when they found out he had my guns? I told him that he was up to stealing one of my propane tanks full of gas. He had carried it all the way down to his property line. I told the deputy to go down there and get a picture of it to get the numbers off of it. You know what Stanley told me, the deputy? That wasn't his job. Yes, it was. That was part of an investigation.
Mhm. Oh, no.
You know, they used to have me to help them out here take pictures and stuff for them for proof of that person. I would do it. I wouldn't charge them nothing because I was already working for the county. And sometimes it was hard for them to get pictures on people's coming around at a certain time, so I got pictures of these people stealing sheep and stuff, killing them. I don't know why, what they was doing. They was bringing them in at the landfill. After it got done, I found the corpses and took pictures, and that's how they made their arrest. I got them on there unloading the sheep off the truck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they won't even help me, not one bit. Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
You might be shocked. I am working virtually, actually. I'm really from the Philippines, Curtis.
You were?
Yeah, I'm from the Philippines.
You from the Philippines?
Yes, sir. But our office is in Ashland.
Where?
Ashland.
Where are you really at?
I'm working virtually.
Are you in, I thought you was in Martinsville, Virginia.
Yes, sir, that's where our office is. But right now I'm in the Philippines.
Are you lined up with that one that was calling me, offering me $15,000 for the place?
What?
He offered me $15,000 for the place, and I told him I hadn't fell over yet.
For the place in the South River Road?
Yes.
Yes, I work with them, actually. I work with them.
I wouldn't sell it for no $15,000. I'd give it away before I sold it for $15,000.
You said $15,000? Because we have it under contract for... Well, let me check real quick.
Well, how much are y'all planning to pay me for the place?
What I have here is $20,000.
That's right. That's the lowest I said I would go.
Yeah.
And that's given away.
Well, Curtis, I was like looking at the document that you sent over, and
my brother
this...
told me if y'all didn't buy it, he would buy it from me. I said, well, if they don't buy it, let me know, son. I'll sell it to you for the same price.
We're buying it. I'm just looking at the document that you sent. Is this the deed to the mobile home? Or...
No, it's the deed to the land. You don't need the deed to the title to the mobile home. You can't move it.
Right, but the attorney...
They got a law now. They got a law now. Anything a certain age cannot be moved on the highways in the state of Virginia no more.
Right, but the attorneys won't let us close on the property if we don't have that from the DMV.
I got the property tax with it on there. Pay for the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go and give $250 for another copy of the title for the double wide.
Did you pay for this? For this deed?
No, I didn't have to pay for that this time. I did the other time, and I told her I misplaced it, and I got it for nothing this time.
Okay. But we'll be needing that, the deed or the title for the mobile house.
You got the deed. That's what it was I sent to you, was the deed. That's the main thing you need is the deed.
Well, we'll be needing the one for the mobile house, too, because the attorneys won't let us close without that.
Well, maybe I can go online and get it.
Well,
I'm not going back to Lexington around them people. I went in there yesterday while I was over there. I couldn't even get I couldn't even get done what I wanted to do yesterday. Told me I had to have a lot of proof to just to get a replacement for my driver's license. I lost my driver's license. I have to have a birth certificate, and I have to have an ID with my picture on it now.
Do you have an ID?
No.
Okay.
I got one somewhere where I worked with Rock Ridge County, and
okay.
She told me that wouldn't work.
Who told
it's
you that?
It's an ID from Rock Ridge County. Well, how much more of an ID could you get than that? It's got my picture on it, got the year I was born, all that stuff, and who I work for, Rock Ridge County, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Was on my ID. You know, but so I could get into the school buildings of wherever I need to go.
Right. So you don't have, like, just a government ID. You only have the Rock Ridge County, Virginia ID where you previously worked at.
I ordered my tags off of the internet. I might be able to order it.
Uh-huh. And you say you're going to go online to get that mobile home and like title from the DMV, but you said that you've already tried that and
no, not I haven't tried to go online. I went to the DMV. That's when they tell me I had to have proof of this and of who I was and all that crap.
Oh, okay. So you went to the DMV, but they're asking you for a driver's license or a valid ID, but they wouldn't give you. Because you don't have, like, a government ID?
I don't have proof of who I am.
Okay, gotcha.
The laws got so dumb about that.
When was that, Curtis?
That was on the County Hook shooting that happened, took place in 2014 in Florida, where 14 kids were shot. Or was it here in Virginia?
Oh.
It's somewhere another nearby. It seemed like it was here in Virginia.
I thought that was just recent. So this one, the deed right now, is the land that you got, is from the court, right? And you didn't really go to the DMV?
No, I did go to the DMV.
You did? But they wouldn't give you.
Yesterday. That didn't do me a bit of good. Like I say, I didn't have no proof of ID.
That was yesterday. That was just yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that.
I got the deed to the place yesterday. I was over there from 11 up until 3:40.
How come that they give you this deed and not the other one for, like, the mobile home if you don't have the ID?
The county courthouse doesn't have anything to do with title to a vehicle.
Okay.
It's the DMV. I got
to
get it right.
Right. Okay, well, that's another problem. They wouldn't give you anything because you don't have your ID.
I need you to send me a Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
With your telephone number on it again. And
okay.
Sometimes I can find it on my phone, and other times I can't. It's hard to find. I think it's 804.
That's right. That's my number, 804-408-4048.
Yeah. You get a chance, I want you to send me that.
Okay.
I'm going to do something. Let me do something right quick and call you back.
Okay. Okay, I'll send you my number, Curtis.
You send me your number through Gmail so I can have it.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right,
I will do that.
I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.